for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Love Sarah on
this. Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
So, congratulations on the football.
Thank you very much. This leads me into what I'm going to say first.
Go ahead.
Sentences I never thought I'd say in my life again. Last week, Maria gave me some broccoli and pea soup, and I hate broccoli. And I actually texted her, and I said the broccoli was beautiful, which I never thought I'd say, plus England in the semi-finals of the World Cup. So I'd just like, if there's any listeners that had said something that they thought they'd never say, I don't want anything stupid, like, please saw my legs off or anything like that.
Mm.
But, you know,
that might
really
have been said.
Sorry?
That might have been said.
But why would you ever say that? I suppose if your legs were caught under a boulder or something and a bear was going to attack you.
Yeah.
But there you
or
go.
A llama.
Right. This week, I'm going to be talking about languages. This freaked me out. Apparently, there's an estimated 6,000 languages spoken.
Wow.
I can't see you, man. This is quite...
Yeah, come around, come around.
Oh, wow, full on.
Yeah, here we go.
I recognise you now.
Do you?
Nah. They told me to say that. They told me to say that. Anyway, researchers from Lund University in Sweden... I've just found a new language, and it's spoken by a hunter-gatherer community in northern Malaysia.
It's spoken currently.
It's currently, yeah. There's only 280 people live in this little village.
And they speak their own language.
A group of languages spoken by the indigenous Semang people of the Malay Peninsula, as researchers were gathering data on Jahai, one of the Aslian languages, they found that they were hearing something different and distinct. We realised that a large part of the village spoke a different language. They use words and grammatical structures that are not used in Jahai. What a fantastic name for a language.
Jahai.
Should be in the West Indies, that, I suppose, really. Some of the words suggested a link to other languages spoken from faraway parts of the Malay Peninsula. The new language, it's only spoken by 280 people in a single village. What's really interesting is the language was not discovered amongst an isolated tribe, but rather in a village.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It's been studied before by anthropologists, and they didn't suss it out. But what is really fantastic, because they're hunter-gatherers, they haven't got words for ownership or professional occupations, but they got lots of words for sharing and exchanging things.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
And the children are actually taught to avoid competition.
So is the language not been figured out because they don't speak any other language other than
that one? Yeah.
So they can't work out what the words mean because there's no way of communicating.
I actually, when I looked at this, I thought there was only about 12 languages in the world. So I was amazed that there's 6,000.
12?
Yeah.
What constitutes a language?
I mean, I can.
That's
you.
A good point. Good point.
When is it a dialect? Is that an entire? Does anybody know any entomologists out there?
Yeah.
Or is it entomologists? I always get those two.
No,
confused.
They do butterflies, don't they?
Yes.
Do
right.
they?
That's linguistic.
Weirdly close tie for two very different things.
I wonder what their word for butterfly is.
I'm sure it's nice.
Yeah, that's a good call. It's like when you go to, when I've been to a northern UK, and like you're like they're talking to you, and you're like, what?
Mate, I get that. You go 20 miles from where I live, I cannot understand what they say. It's like what?
Yeah.
Especially Scotland, that's just
I don't think that
unbelievable.
Constitutes as a language.
No.
that's.
But that's how it must start, though. Surely.
Because the words are the same, right? They're just.
No.
No, the words aren't the same.
But a balm cake. Did you ever have a balm cake when you were up north?
No, I didn't, but yes.
I have no idea what they are. No.
What is that?
I don't know.
You still don't know?
No.
Have you guys heard about this untouched island? Like, you can watch a YouTube clip. It's like in the Cocos Islands, which is in the Indian Ocean, and they haven't had any interaction with other people. They've just filmed from the beach, from the ocean. They've filmed the villagers coming out and the people that live on the island. And then they,
what was that? The arm?
That's them going, carrying spears.
Going away.
And then they throw coconuts to each other. Like the people on the boat throw coconuts to these islanders to just express that we want to, you know, we come in peace.
Yeah.
And then they've kind of flown over it with a drone. And there's all this footage of them kind of going, what is that thing in the sky? Like,
yeah, if you'd never seen anything like that, you'd be like, oh my God.
That's aliens. Amazing that there's still people like that when you look at. Yeah. Our technology and the things we're doing in space and stuff like that, and there's still people.
Yes.
That makes fantastic.
Yeah.
So they know nothing about what a life that must be.
I know.
I think I could do that.
Could you?
Like, just imagine thinking.
Oh. Well, you couldn't now.
No.
Because you'd go over there and you'd be like, did you know there's 6,000 languages?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. And I don't. That's the beauty of it.
You'd be missing your iPhone, mate.
That might be where the mermaids are.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could. Do you know, I used to have 3 phones when I was in the UK, and when I come over, I didn't have a phone for 6 months, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to know the football score, though.
Yeah, that's the trouble. The last I heard, it was France were beating Belgium, which I'm not happy about, because I predicted Belgium would win. So, yeah, that's it. Languages, very interesting. Just
interesting.
Where
was this? Where are these people?
In Malaysia.
Malaysia, right. So it's because if you look at the map of Malaysia, it looks big, but it's quite thin.
Yeah.
You just think, God, getting remote there is interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
But if there's only 280 people, it's not going to last, is it? And that's the sad thing. So, you know.
Why do you not think it'll last?
Well, if there's only 280, it's going to die out, isn't it? So, yeah. Language is great. Where would we be without it?
Yeah.
No, exactly. Where would we be without it?
Do you speak any other languages?
Yeah, that was my next question.
No, I don't even speak English, really.
What would be the first one you'd learn?
Spanish.
Yeah.
I like Spanish.
Yeah, it's pretty cute, eh? I was just thinking of all the Spanish words that have made it into the English language. Can you guys name any? I know all of them now.
Loco.
Loco, yes, but more kind of like, what do we normally, like torpedoes one?
Oh, really?
Yeah. What was the other one? Tornado? Anything ending with O, you're like, I'm pretty sure that's Spanish. I'm pretty sure that's Spanish.
What about you? Can you speak any other languages?
No, I can't. I can read French.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Why
but
can't
I can't
you speak
it. I know. I don't know why. Maybe I'm more of a visual learner.
So when you was in the north of England, how long did it take you to pick up on what people were saying?
Some people, I never could.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the more of the older generation, elderly generation, I'm just like, I can't stop, I've got to stop asking you to repeat yourself.
I've got a fun fact.
Good.
From a listener. It says, the Indian government has actually made it illegal to travel to the north, is it Sentinel? Sentinel Island, the untouched island, because the visitors who travel there may bring diseases.
Wow.
Sentinel Islands, that's it. Thank you very much for teasing that in.
Mm.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you can always learn stuff on BFM. You must know that, Ben. I learned so much shit. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I feel like you bring the knowledge, bro.
I just blag it. I just read shit out. I ain't got a clue what I'm talking about. Just in my head, you know, all I hear is blah, 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 fish and chips. That's all I hear.
Shark and taties.
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
And peas.
I was never a lover of mushy peas. But that pea soup and broccoli soup is the best thing I've ever eaten.
And you've got another one this week, don't you?
She's bought me carrot and ginger.
That's so nice.
Thanks, Maria. You're the best.
I just think that ginger's a very interesting ingredient
in
the soup.
I'm surprised by that. It's like pumpkin soup very often.
I guess it's like Thai cooking and things like that. They feature ginger.
Featuring.
They do.
I should give it a review next week.
You should.
Rob's soup review. Yeah.
But we might have Clayton next week. We might.
Oh, yeah, I'll still do it anyway. Oh, hopefully, if you're listening, Clayton, we want some more cakes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Rob.
You,
that
was
very enlightening.
It was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Great.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.